This week I want to speak about things that you can catch. Things that you can catch. A man was standing quite recently on a harbour wall, looking across the beach at people playing on the beach and looking out to sea. And he noticed how many people were playing with all sorts of things. There were orange balls. There were families playing French cricket. There were people catching things. There were even people catching frisbees. I think they're probably easier to catch than they are to throw. There were people catching things. As he stood on the edge of the harbour wall, he saw a fishing boat coming with two men in a boat. And he turned round to one of them and he said, "Have you caught much?" And the man said, "Hardly caught anything all day." And he turned round and said, "Well, you must be the England cricket wicketkeeper then, because he hasn't caught much today either." And the man said, "I've hardly caught a thing all day long." And the man on the harbour wall began to think, what can we catch? We can catch objects. We can catch fish. What else can we catch? It's strange because the man in the boat had hardly caught any fish that day, but by the end of the week he'd caught something else. It wasn't a ball, it wasn't a frisbee, it wasn't fish. The man had caught Campylobacter, which you older ones will know is the most common form of gastroenteritis in the world. He caught Campylobacter. What's that? Well, it's a disease. He hadn't caught any fish, but he caught a disease. It's a disease of his stomach. And if you catch Campylobacter, you spend about the next 7 or 10 days mostly visiting the bathroom, in a lot of pain, with a lot of stomach cramp. And this is what this man did. He was very, very seriously ill. Sometimes it can be fatal to catch Campylobacter. And I want to know how he caught it. We know how we catch a ball and a fish and a frisbee, but how had he caught this disease? And they weren't very sure in the hospital. You can catch it from food being undercooked, but nobody else in his family was ill, so it shouldn't have been through that. You can catch it through drinking contaminated water. But the rest of the family were all right, so I don't think it was that either. However, you can catch it from contact with contaminated livestock or seabirds. And I thought, I'm sure that's how he caught it. Out there in the boat when you catch the occasional seabird in your net, I wonder if he touched a contaminated seabird. And so he caught this awful disease and had to bring a drip out from the hospital. He was very, very seriously ill. We can catch a ball. We can catch a frisbee. We can catch fish. We can catch Campylobacter. What else can we catch? Well, that reminded me then of invitations that we sometimes receive to parties. Sometimes they're to bowling. Sometimes they're to soft plays. Sometimes, as children, we receive an invitation to a chickenpox party. Don't we? A chickenpox party. And that's because we know that one of our friends or their children has got chickenpox, and rather than get our child immunised, we send them along to a chickenpox party where they catch it. So they catch it there nice and young so that they're never going to catch it again later on in their lives. The Americans are particularly good at holding chickenpox parties, but people in England hold them too, where you go along and just by being amongst the people, you catch it. I thought, how interesting. By touching that diseased seabird he caught Campylobacter, by going just amongst other children who've got chickenpox, we come back with spots all over us too. What else can we catch? I thought, I wonder if we can catch anything good. We seem only to be able to catch things that are bad from other people. I thought, I wonder if I could ever catch anything good. If I went and stood amongst a load of really brainy people, would I become brainy? And then I thought, if I went and stood amongst a load of really beautiful people, would I become handsome? Would it work like that, like it is with chickenpox? Can I catch something good from people, like brains or looks? And of course the answer is no. Just by being amongst other people, I'm not made brainier, and I'm not made any more handsome than I already am. But what about if I went and sat or stood among a group of Christians? Could I catch their Christianity? Could I automatically become a Christian because I've stood or sat with other Christians? Well, they might encourage me to become a Christian by being with them. I might see something in their lives which I think, I must have that too. Being with other Christians might make me realise how essential it is I become one, but I don't catch Christianity just by being with other people. Just because I sit with people who are Christian doesn't mean I become one. Just because my mum and dad are Christian doesn't mean that I become one. Just because I come to church doesn't mean that automatically I become a Christian. We can't catch it from other people like that. If we're going to become a Christian, we have to do what they did. And the way to become a Christian is to turn from our sin and believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what made him a Christian and her a Christian. And that's what I must do too if I am to become a Christian. I must believe that there is one God and that I have sinned against him, but that he has so loved me that he sent Jesus to pay the price of my sin. And I must turn from my sin. I must seek God to forgive my sin. I must put my trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how the people in the group of Christians became Christians. They turned from their sin and they trusted Jesus. And if you're not a Christian here this morning, that's what you must do. Simply by being amongst a group of Christians doesn't mean you'll automatically catch it. You won't. You have to become a Christian for yourself. You have to turn from your sins yourself. You have to trust the Lord Jesus Christ yourself as your Lord and your Saviour. I hope I made that very plain this morning. It's something that you must do before God. And I'd encourage you to do it. Because God says that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord, and that includes you, everyone, will be saved. And if you call, you'll be saved, just like the other Christians.